They're all gone. If I want to see my friends, I have to go to the United States, Canada, you name it. I'm here. They always tease me and say, how is the gate? Keep in watch as usual. I love my country. And when we repositioned the DCS, it's a reposition because we saw where crime and violence is the number one priority. So if we are here, we have to align whatever strategy to this priority. We look at recidivism. Must be. If I can prevent persons going out to recommit the comment, it helps me, it helps the country. If I can prevent persons committing crimes because of getting their thinking in a different way, so be it. So I want to extend, as I said, a community one. We have a national rehab strategy. I don't know if you have had the opportunity to see that document, but I certainly would want to give you a copy. That document positions properly behind this national crime reduction. And that was done 2 years before this came out. Well, it makes sense to me that this is where they ought to go.
It makes sense to a point where you kind of hit your head and you say, duh. If you want to deal with crime and violence,
yes,
and you have the opportunity to start with the most concentrated criminal population in the Kingston prisons, and you make them your teammates, where can't you go from there?
They know the environment. They have the language. When I speak to people like Louise Fraser Bennett, and she comes in and sits with me, and she's the head of the music system of Jamaica, and I say, my God, she is a powerful lady. She can go into any district, and she knows the personality. She just sits and talks about some things, and I say, wow. They come, Louise. They come, bring a language here. Clean up the DJ business. Get them to think that that's not all about it.
Is she the one that's the choir leader in Tower Street?
Not the choir leader.
No, who is it? Who is the woman at Tower Street who
it could be
did
her.
The music with
it
with
could be her. Yeah, Louise Fraser Bennett.
Yes, I think
she,
so.
She has this thing that has disfigured because she got burned badly at some point. She is a lady. And that whole thing now, working with us, and she's in here like every evening, every other evening, 6 to 7 o'clock, I will chat.
Mm-hmm.
Has changed her.
Yes, I
changed her. She's gone to church, Christian, baptized, whatever. And she's cleaned up, she's insisted that there's a clean up of language and so forth and respect. And she's gone. And she just loves what she's doing. And all the cursing and what she's just doing. We are making the Governor General launch the strategy. We have asked the Prime Minister to be the guest speaker, the main address. What more can you give, you know?
When is this event?
The 13th
December.
My birthday, just in case. I wasn't planned that day. I am telling you, I have nothing to do with the day.
Is there going to be any media coverage at this event?
Yes, of course. If the Prime Minister is going to be speaking, the Governor General is launching, the ministers,
you know.
It's just, you know, and it can be a hit. I have to be, you know, hey, here's the secure man, this is this. I don't know. So, you know, and, you know, I don't want to say on the record.